So according to the explanation of the doctor, I've been told to stay away from dust, wind, perfume, smoke. They couldn't identify properly because the lips looks to be short. And they said we need to investigate further because they don't know what is down here, hard stuff around.
My name's Anita Shakachi Tendol. My wonderful testimony goes like this. Before coming to church, I wasn't feeling well. Before coming here, we even went to the hospital. The doctor checked my body. They did the chest x-ray. This is what they had found. So according to the explanation of the doctor, they said the lungs, the ones which are on the right side, the ones which are longer, it's okay. But the ones on the left side is where the problem is. They couldn't identify properly because the lips looks to be short. And they said we need to investigate further because they don't know what is down here, hard stuff around. But I believed in my God. I even decided to come to church because I knew my God was too big for this case.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? So for how long have you been suffering this kind of disease?
41 years. A non-asthmatic.
For the benefit of our viewers, can you tell us more about the problem and how it has affected you?
It has affected me in so many ways because I've been told to stay away from dust, wind, perfume, smoke.
So you have been asthmatic for the past 41 years?
Yes, please.
And this has limited the kind of places that you can go to?
Yes, please.
And where did you go in search of solution to this problem?
Dollar Central Hospital, the research center, 6th floor.
And did they give you a permanent solution?
They didn't. They just gave options of using the inhaler.
How did this problem affect you financially?
Financially, it affected me because I couldn't do anything productive at work.
But you were able to go for work, but it was very hard for you to do most of the works at work.
Because the environment itself at work, it's a bit cold in my office. I'm forced to put on a jersey.
And what happened when you came here and you attended the Friday outer work service?
I was privileged to sit among the disciples and I continued to meditate. I saw one of the disciples with their faith bracelet, the ones in brown. That's where I said, my God, here I am, your daughter. Whatever the case can be, just by me looking at the faith bracelet, may I be located using this.
For the benefit of our viewers, our mother says she saw one of the evangelists, one of the disciples with the faith bracelet, and she took a step of faith and said, Father, as I look towards the faith bracelet, as our father in the Lord, Prophet Joshua, always says, we must put a demand on the anointing and put our faith in action, which I did, and I said, this is where I will receive my healing. Let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. That clap is not enough for the miracle working God. Tell your neighbor, God can use anything. Tell your other neighbor, God can use anything. Yes, Mom, tell us more about the faith bracelet.
Wow, this faith bracelet has got power. And it's amazing because it's like we are with Jesus himself.
We can see our mother showing us that is the faith bracelet on which she put a demand on the anointing. When she came for the altar work service on Friday, she put a demand on the anointing and started looking at the faith bracelet, believing that God can use anything to express himself. As our father in the Lord, Prophet Joshua, always says, the faith bracelet is to help us meditate, for meditation is a visit with God. Tell your neighbor, meditation is a visit with God. Tell your other neighbor, meditation is a visit with God. and God continues to use these spiritual items, the faith bracelet, the anointed sticker, position for divine intervention, as well as the God's garden water, to express his power. Let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. Yes, ma'am, share with us, how have you been from the time you took a walk on the altar up to date?
I'm fine. I'm healed to the glory of his name. Amen. Amen.
Let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. Are you still experiencing the discomfort in your chest?
I'm not.
We can hear our mother breathing fine. Were you able to breathe like this before?
I couldn't. I would cough.
You'd have discongested of the chest and you would start coughing. But after taking a walk on the altar, we can see our mother breathing in and out to show us that indeed her healing is permanent in Jesus' name. A problem that lasted for the past 41 years. But when she took a walk on the altar, she laid her problems at the foot of Jesus Christ, believing that he will meet her at the point of her need. Let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. That clap is not enough for the miracle working God. Tell your neighbor, if a story of 41 years can change, my story will change. Yes, ma'am, what can you say after suffering for the past 41 years, and when you met Jesus Christ, he turned that sorrow to be a thing of the past?
We should continue to evangelize and listen to the instruction of the man of God as he is praying with us, giving us instruction on how to go about the prayer.
Indeed, obedience is better than sacrifice. We should always be obedient to what the man of God says. For they that honor a prophet receive prophetic awards. Let us put our hands together for Jesus Christ. We rejoice with you for the wonderful healing that you have received. We want to encourage you that it is for the salvation of your soul. As you go back, continue to make the word of God the standard for your life. We believe that you'll be back with many more testimonies in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. We can see that our mother is still under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And we know that God is still working out the answer for her. Let us put our hands together once more for Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, today my story will change. That neighbor does not believe you. Tell the other neighbor, today my story will change. May the Lord change your story today in Jesus' name.